On April 27th, an EF4 tornado that ripped through Faulkner, Randolph, White, and Pulaski counties killed 15 people and triggered a federal disaster declaration and a presidential visit. A few weeks later, on May 13th, another storm system swept through the region, this time creating a possible land spout north of Ozark in Faulkner County. Ozark's at-largest Jacqueline Froelich decided to contact the National Weather Service in Tulsa to learn more about the phenomenon, as well as hazards associated with land spouts.
Ed Calanese is a warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Tulsa. Calanese investigates and issues scientific reports on storms in our region and conducts storm spotter trainings. He says they're still investigating the reported May 13th land spout near Ozark, which has yet to be confirmed.
Well, a land spout is caused by low-level spin in the atmosphere. It's usually not visible. So there's pre-existing spin in the atmosphere, in the lower atmosphere. And usually when a land spout forms, there's some strong updraft mechanism that draws that pre-existing area of rotating air upward. As it draws it upward toward the cloud, it stretches it. And as it stretches and tightens, it becomes stronger. That's how a land spout tornado forms. It's different than supercell tornado processes, like the storms that produced tornadoes on April 27th. That's a totally different process. And like I said, this is still under investigation. We're not sure if this was a land spout. It's not a classic land spout situation, that's for sure. It looks like it may have formed along the leading edge of a gust front. It was very, very humid air ahead of that gust front. As you get lift along that leading edge of that gust front or that outflow, that the storms that are moving in from the west to the east, that uplift of air causes condensation to form because the air is so humid. So it draws that very humid air upward, and it doesn't take very long for it to condense and form clouds. So you see that condensation feature form from the low levels up toward the cloud. The thing about this is we're not hearing a lot of reports of people who've seen this and took pictures of it, of whether it was strongly rotating or not. So if it was a tornado, there would be clear evidence of pretty strong rotation in that feature.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration defines land spouts on its glossary page as a tornado that does not arise from organized storm scale rotation and therefore is not visually associated with a wall cloud or mesocyclone on radar. By NOAA's definition, land spouts typically are observed beneath towering cumulus clouds and are the land-based equivalent of water spouts. Both land spouts and water spouts may appear as translucent, undulating, spiraling tubes. Land spouts over tilled fields resemble dirt funnels, similar to tiny dirt devils you may see on super windy days. Tornadoes that form over water during a severe storm are called tornadic water spouts. But according to NOAA, fair weather water spouts also occur along dark, flat base of line-developing cumulus clouds. Fair weather water spouts tend to dissipate upon reaching land. But if a tornadic water spout moves on shore, the National Weather Service will issue a tornado warning due to the potential threat to property and people. National Weather Service meteorologist Ed Calanese says they're currently studying photographs taken by locals of the Ozark funnel to determine its status. And he also wants to make clear that land spouts, like tornadoes, should never be taken casually.
It forms differently, but it has the same potential. It has the same dangers with it. Flying debris. I've seen land spout tornadoes produce damage up to EF2 on the enhanced Fujita scale. So some land spouts in the proper environment can produce some pretty significant damage.
Ed Calanese says he's not aware of any data on the number of land spouts in the region. The National Weather Service has not received any damage reports associated with a possible May 13th land spout and continues to survey the situation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To take a look at the reported land spout near Ozark, visit the 5 News weather blog page at 5newsonline.com.